fine. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry I exist. I'm sorry for this. You know, and I'm like, I apologize 47 times. You don't have to apologize because you're never wrong. So I'm sorry. Everybody, I'm sorry. And that was pretty much how it ended. And I left the room and, you know.
Family man.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, you sound almost half dead.
I'm here.
Like I said just a few minutes ago, do you have COVID? Did you get the vaccine and then get COVID? Did you get the vaccine and get something worse? Did you not get a vaccine and get something worse? I don't know.
Yes, I had all of the above.
I was greeted by my Google Doodle this morning that said I should get a vaccine and wear masks and save lives.
Don't you feel like a hero?
It just makes me mad. I wake up, you know, it's like, who are you to tell me? You know, I don't know. I don't mind being told what to do, but, you know, I think the world is kind of like.
Yes, we do. We're Americans. We do not want to be told what to do. That's part of our DNA.
I wear my seatbelt. I drive the speed limit.
We'll do certain things, but at a point, we just say no.
Well, you know, I think the people, not just in America, but in the world, are like, you told us if we did this, we wouldn't have to do this. And now you're saying we have to do this anyway? And I think there are a lot of people out there who are like, hey, I'm not doing it this time. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But, you know, since last time we talked, we just had a new baby grandson. So he is 1 week old today, which is amazing how quickly that time flies. You know, I mean, the next thing you know, you blink and he's two and then six and then you're dead. But man, it goes so fast. But it's been a good week for Ben and Rissa and Anders, who they will not let us call Andy, even though I once and was like, I'm calling him Andy. But everybody's doing good. It's been a fun week, but it's been a busy week. I cannot believe it's Wednesday already as we record this. And maybe I should ask you, Scott, how's your week been?
Pretty busy, although that was a lot to handle in like the first 2 minutes of the podcast here. I think we all need to take a little break and just
regroup. <breathe.
laughs> My younger son turned 16.
Wow.
And I did a pretty good job of almost ruining the whole celebration with my older
son. It's a dad's job to ruin those happy moments.
So we've been busy with this musical that they're performing in, so we didn't really have much of an opportunity to celebrate Will's birthday, but we did go out to dinner at Smash Burger because that's where he wanted to go.
Smash Burger, I've heard that's good. I've never done that.
That was pretty good. And then we got home and he opened gifts and all that, and then there was just a bit of a, you know, average, ordinary kerfuffle between my older son and me. And then I just about
a
lost
day
my
in
mind.
The life of Scott Moore.
Yeah. So, anyway, then I basically hibernated by myself for the rest of the night and let everybody be mad at me.
So Scott, when you get it, we can devote each show to Scott. So Scott, when you get in a point like that, I mean, like we have all been in those moments where we're ruining everything, like where it's hard to bounce back. You know, I mean, it's like they all seem fine. And now like we're mad.
Well, I was right. But, you know, no one wants to acknowledge that. So
this does make it easier to talk about, Scott. Get your family on the line and I'll tell them why they're all wrong. That's how do you right. recover from that? Are you kind of like one of those guys who Are you a good dad, Scott, or a lousy dad? Are you one of those guys
who... answered that question many times.
Are you a dad who takes it to the end and, like, maybe you're mad, but then you bring it to some completion by asking forgiveness or talking it out? Or do you just wake up the next morning and it's been forgotten?
I usually ask forgiveness and it all gets worked out lovely. But there's been this development that I finally discovered with my older son. And I don't know how much of this I really should share, but I guess it's
all
bad stuff. Yeah, they already get mad at me for sharing too much on this show.
Do they really?
Yeah, my boys have taken awesome. to be like, you know, well, you talk about us on the podcast, so we can say whatever we want about you. Like, great.
That is true. I mean, and that's not a bad thing. Yeah. You know, I mean, really, remind them that, Scott. And that's a good thing, guys, yes. That I can share. Because I think we've played this game.
Keeps me from beating my sons.
And we've played we've got it all together game for too long. And we need people like us who can share the dirt of our families in a public way. So go ahead.
So, okay, I'll just share it all. Why not?
Well, if you need to...
I'm trying to edit myself, but...
If you need to magically make things disappear sometime, you're sure, as you rethink this, as you're listening to this, go ahead.
So with Luke, there's this character quality. He's in the stage where he knows everything and I'm an idiot, even though he wouldn't say it that way. It's just that teenager thing where, you know, he's 18 and that is a
stage. I mean, I think think, well, that's not true. You know, there are no such thing as teenagers. You know, that is a modern whatever. And that's not true. I think there's a reason why God made Adam and Eve as adults and not teenagers. You know, if he would have said, hey, guys, name the animals, he would have gone, why? I don't want to, you know. As teenagers, but so there is this common thing that something happens to our kids or they go through these phases and you're in one of those phases. So tell us about it. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I don't know if this is just his personality or what. He definitely is more of the strong-willed child. He's always been willing to fight back and, you know, he's the kind of kid you could beat him and, you know, he still wouldn't do what you want him to
budge.
Do, kind of thing. So beating him was not really a good idea. So I've had to find ways of disciplining that worked, and none of them have so far. And he's 18 now, so he's a great kid. And that's the part I have to remember is that he could be a whole lot worse. And he does love me and respect me. It's just that when we lock horns, in that moment, he doesn't want to back down at all. And so I've had to find ways to just diffuse the situation. And like this one, and I've gotten better at realizing what's happening when I'm in the midst of it. When I first noticed this, it was like, you know, I was ready to rip his head off basically. And it drove my wife nuts and all that. Nowadays, like the other night, I mean, this was stupid. Just so you know that I was right, here's the deal.
You got a whole audience of dads who are totally on your side. Yeah, you're right.
The thing that set me off was I slurred my word a couple of times during the day. Earlier in the day, I said something where I put a B instead of a D at the beginning of a word or something like that. That's how it sounded to him anyway. Mm-hmm. And he corrected me on it, and I was like... I didn't say that. And he's like, yeah, you did, Dad. And I'm like, whatever, man. And then we come back from dinner and after dinner, I'm like, oh, stink. There's some stuff we need from the store. So I have to go out to the store and get this stuff just so we'll have what we need. And, you know, they're all sitting there vegging out. I go to the store. I come back. I'm carrying groceries in. Nobody's getting up to help me or anything. And then I'm like doing the dishes and I'm like, Luke, can you get me a roll of paper towels? And he's like, sure, Dad, I'll get you a bowl of paper towels. And I'm like, what? I said, well, that's what you said. I'm like, no, whatever, man. And he's not getting up to get them. And I was just like, you know what? Fine, I'll just get them. And I went and got them. And he said, Dad, I was doing it. Gosh. I'm like, no, you weren't. You were not doing it. And you just wanted to get him on case about saying the B and whatever, blah, blah, blah. And like, I'm ready to lose my mind. And he's like, Dad, calm down. I don't even, you're the only one who even remembers that from 5 hours ago. I'm like, don't give me that. You know, you did this on purpose. And so, I mean, I'm just like, and it escalated quick. I mean, like, I'm like, you know what? Fine. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry I exist. I'm sorry for this, you know? And I'm like, I apologize 47 times. You don't have to apologize because you're never wrong. So I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry. And that was pretty much how it ended. And I left the room and, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
I feel like I've uncorked a bottle here.
Well, I probably should edit all of that out.
that was fun. We all enjoyed it. Well, it was like story time with Scott.
To finish up what you were asking about, which is how I resolve the whole thing, I realized recently that he doesn't care about resolving it. He'll just believe he's right either way. So then he'll treat me like everything's fine the next time I see him, which, you know, he did. And the next morning I was like, okay. And I've come to realize that it's all going to come up again if there's an actual issue of some sort. And the issue of the ongoing character issue is kind of there anyway. And I just have taken to like praying for him that he doesn't ruin his marriage when he tries that junk with his wife. Because it's going to keep coming up.
You know, and do you think, because that's the truth. I mean, I've got kids like that too. And sometimes that's where you learn some of those things. When you have a wife who says, I hate you, you're terrible, you know, go back to your parents. And then you're like, no, I want to change. And sometimes they need that, you know, before they do change. And I shared before where I told Ben when, you know, before he was married, I said, sometimes you're going to have to apologize even when you're wrong. And he said, I don't think I can do that, Dad. You know, because he has that.
Like, what does he think now?
Yeah. And he told me, like, I don't know, probably 2 years ago, he said, you know, we're out in the yard and he's been married a couple of years. He goes, you know, Dad, sometimes you just have to apologize when you're, even when you're right. And I'm like, lesson learned. Yes. Or it's not that simple because it's not that easy. Right, you can say that. But, you know, I thought he's learning it. Yeah. And
And I think, and I'm hoping that part of this is that it is a phase and he'll grow out of it and it'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we've seen it with each of our kids around 14. Mm-hmm. We even call it the 14. Mm-hmm. With him, it's just lasted for a lot longer, but
the rest of his life.
But hopefully, you know, they do grow out of it. And if not, their wife will teach them.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do think there's something to that. You know, there is that growing more mature because, you know, when you got all that stuff going on inside you, it is hard to control.
Yeah.
But I think some of their bents are where they're going to have some hard lessons to learn because they're going to have employers who are going to do the same kind of thing. And they're not going to be so gracious as their dad. And I guess I'm okay with that.
I've tried to explain that before where I'm like, you do realize they'll just fire you if you treat your employer like this. But then he goes to work and everybody loves him and he never does anything wrong there, apparently. So, you know, it is.
Well,
just
and that's because he uses self-control. I mean, you can use self-control when you want to use self-control. And, you know, I think we have a huge role to play in all that. Maybe our role isn't correcting it all the time because, you know, we try correcting and that's all we end up doing. But maybe we love him even in the midst of that, or that we don't give up on them. Because sometimes I think our kids do get pretty ugly. I know I have one right now that makes it hard. I mentioned last week that our big plan was to go to the Lego Brick Fair in Virginia. We were planning to take our sons. And I said, well, with the birth of this baby, it may not work out. Well, we talked about it and we made it work because Ben was going to be home. He wasn't going to really need us as much while he had that week vacation. So we talked to them and said, would it be okay? You know, we're going to be gone. And so on Thursday morning, we left. We went all the way to Virginia, stayed in a hotel for 4 nights. Ooh. I haven't stayed in 4 nights in a hotel for anything in a long time. Maybe a convention where I was working and my kids with some other Lego builders that from here who also went, they spent, you know, 3 days hobnobbing with millions of Lego and Lego fanatics and Lego nerds. And They had an amazing time. But, you know, for Debbie and I, we thought, oh, we're going to go and we're going to sit by the pool for a day or two and just kind of relax. And it'll be so, you know, I envision myself getting up at lunchtime and going to Subway or somewhere like that, Chipotle, and getting two little meals, bringing them back. We eat them by the pool. Well, the first morning, the sun is shining. We look out our window and the pool's closed. You know, the whole thing, I assume because of COVID or whatever, or they just hadn't gotten back to opening it up. And so we had like 3 days of just trying to figure out stuff to do. And it was hard. It made it for a long 3 days. But, you know, it doesn't feel like, sometimes you think your kids would be super, super grateful. And they showed some gratitude, but at the same time, they're like, so can we do this too? And I'm like, you know, we have just done this. And sometimes it's hard not to be a little resentful and think your kids are creeps because they seem like they only care about one person and that's themselves, which maybe that's how it seems to my wife about me. I don't know. But I think we did somehow can't take it personal, you know? That we keep plugging away, we keep apologizing. Because I think, Scott, you know, that's the important lesson that maybe you're teaching our kids.
Just shouting, I'm sorry, back at him multiple times works.
Well, or, you know, when that finally...
A genuine apology, perhaps.
A genuine apology at the end, you know, or because I've done that, like, fine, you know.
I'm sorry and whether for resisting. Will that cover it?
I think that's a John Denver song that he says, I'm sorry for all the wars. I'm sorry for global warming. You know, I'm sorry for everything. But, you know, there are a lot of dads who've never had a dad who said they were sorry at all.
Yeah.
And that's really in your arsenal of husbandom. And daddom, you need to be able to say you're sorry. But all I was saying is, I know some people who just kind of wake up the next morning and like to pretend that it's all okay. And maybe some people are kind of okay with that, if everybody on the team is okay with that. But I know that lots of hurts can be stored up for lots of time, yep. You know, if we don't resolve it. Even now, I'll still say, oh man, I'm sorry for ruining that a long time ago. And I go, it doesn't matter, Dad. And I'm like, I know, but man, I wish I hadn't done that. And I think that goes a long way. So
I think that
makes good.
My wife had something to say that I'm still not quite sure I grasp and understand, but I have a suspicion that it might be really wise, so I'll share it here. She
wisdom from Jen.
Yeah, I at some point in there, or some point recently anyway, I said that I can't believe the way that he treats me. Like, I never would have said something like that to my dad. Like, I wouldn't even thought that about my dad. You know, I knew my dad mm-hmm. would rip my head off or something like that. You know, and I knew my dad wouldn't actually rip my head off, but like, there was just a level of respect there, man, that I was like, I wouldn't cross that line with my dad. There's no way. How does he not have that, you know, that level of respect for me? And my wife said, you know, it might actually be that, you know, some people with their dads, like, especially maybe when we were kids, you had this boundary of respect with your dad because you weren't as close to them as mm-hmm. you are with your son now. And I love my dad.
I know what you're saying.
He was gone a fair amount, and I was in public mm-hmm. school since I was, you know, a little kid and all that. So, like, but there was just this level of, there's no way I'd dare to talk to my dad like that. And now if my dad heard this, he'd probably be like, you talk to me like that all the time, right. You little brat. Right.
He probably would.
I may just not remember it, but in my wife's great wisdom, she was saying, this is actually possibly evidence of you guys being closer than mm-hmm. you were with your dad, or a lot of dads and sons are. You know, and mm-hmm. so maybe that's a good thing. I don't know.
I think you're right. You know, it still doesn't excuse our children. And I'll still say to my kids, you know, that's not very respectful. Because you are respectful, like you said your son was, to his employer.
Yeah.
You know, but there's like not a familiarity that he has right. with you. And, you know, I knew a dad, one dad, who Do you remember when Growing Kids Guys Away was like in its heyday? Yeah. And, you know, the big thing was to have your kids should always say yes, dad, when you ask them to do something. And, you know, our kids, our older kids, they kind of did that. But sometimes you'd have to say, what do you say? And they'd say, yes, dad. But I had one guy.
We used to make fun of those parents.
Yeah. But I had one guy in our church. I mean, his kids always said yes, dad. And I said, wow, how do you, man, they always say that. And he goes, oh, it's easy. He goes, you whack them once or twice real hard and they'll do it every time. And I mean, just the coldness he said it, and his kids were non-smilers. You know, they were just, they were fearful of their dad. Yeah. And that's not what we want. You know, we want a relationship where it is close. I know one of my sons, we'll watch the Dick Van Dyke Show, Scott, and you don't even know what that is, but this is one of your, this is really your shortcoming. It's not about parenting. It's about what you watch on television. Dick Van Dyke. If you watch Dick Van Dyke, you wouldn't have these problems. But on one of the Dick Van Dyke shows, there's this scene where, you know, there's this old grumpy landlady that they're renting the honeymoon suite from. It's a dump. And she's one of those character actors that you've probably seen her in 50 different shows. And she's always harsh, you know, And she'll say to her husband that we never see in the whole thing, you know, or maybe he shows up at one point, but she's like, Ralph, where did you put the whatever? And she's like, stupid fool, stupid. And that's her kind. She says that over and over again through the whole thing. Well, you know, I have one of my sons who's seen that, and he, like, we're working on something and I like broke something. It was stupid fool. And I'm like, hey, you know, that's kind of funny because I know, you know, yeah. But when you say that around other people, it doesn't sound very respectful. Oh, yeah. And I'm not harsh on it. And he probably still would do it. Now he just grins at me and he's thinking it in his head. But, you know, there is something that's kind of a sign of closeness, maybe.
Yeah.
And even, you know, when your son is disrespectful, I still think, you know, we want them to be respectful. And maybe one day they'll say, Dad, I really wasn't. Maybe they won't. But maybe we're okay with that.
If nothing else, they'll have a teenager someday probably who, you know, they're like, holy cow, I suddenly understand my dad.
That's right. And they still won't. They still won't. Like you thought. I was never disrespectful to my father. Oh, <yeah. laughs> you know, and maybe that's okay too. Maybe that's all just part of being a dad. You know,
let's call my dad up and ask him, Dad, was I ever disrespectful?
He'd probably say, stupid fool. Yeah. So anyway, you know, Scott, this is very healing for all of us to listen to because man, we've all done it. We're all doing it. We're all doing it today. You know, like I said, we were at this brick fair and it's hard sometimes to be excited about something that your kid is super excited about, you know, when you don't hardly get it, but it's part of being a dad again. And sometimes it's easy, you know, to shut them down or say things that are harsh. And as a dad, we do. I mean, I've been working on the You to Dad daily calendar. I wish I could go find the page I was working on. Actually, I might be able to. So I'm working on the 2022 You to Dad Daily Calendar, which, again, I'm still needing some sponsors. So if you'd like to sponsor a page, it helps kind of offset the cost. And it's $100 a page. You get a third of the page. You can put your business. You can put your ministry. You can put whatever you want to put on it. You can put an anniversary. Hi, you know, this in honor of my anniversary. I think Nathan Duncan did that last year. Or if you, you know, want to promote a service, you can do that. So just contact me right away because I'm gonna be done after a little bit and then it's a done deal. But one of the quotes I just came across, and I just found it actually. And it's by Mark Ruffalo, who I think he's the Incredible Hulk. He plays Incredible Hulk.
Yep.
On the Avengers and Marvel. But he says, if you're not yelling at your kids, you aren't spending enough time with them. That was his quote. And I thought, you know, that is so true, so good. You know, we all pretend like, you know, dads should never lose their temper, but hey, that's what dads do. In fact, if you're not, that means you're not engaged. We still take it to the end, but that's what dads do. We yell, we lose our temper, because that's a mark of being close. So Scott, thanks for being brave and sharing all that. Tell your kids, thanks for allowing you to expose them to the real world. Because they're not alone, and neither are you, Dad. And I know you, and that's a weird thing to me, Scott, that even after you shared all that and we talk about that, there are dads who are listening right now who think, yeah, but I'm worse. And, you know, Dad, I don't know if you're worse, but I think you're normal. And even if you've done something that is terrible, 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 that's what dads do. Yeah, there are consequences and we have to ask forgiveness. And sometimes we have to seek help from outside sources, but you're not alone. I hear stories. I get emails all the time. And I always write back and say, hey, I've heard it before. So take comfort in that. So Dad, I'll ask you to do the same. Well, I'm just about ready to go to the dump. So I got to get ready to go. I'm taking a load of trash over to the dump, which is always an exciting thing. If you want a good field trip with your kids, take them to the dump. I mean, you have never seen so many seagulls and big machines, and it's kind of an adventure. So have a great week. Keep enjoying the summer. The summer, we still got a month left of summer, so enjoy that. And if you got some unfinished business that you need to finish, do it, because you the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. Trying to remember if this was even the thing that sparked it. It was so stupid and insignificant that it was just like, dude, oh, that wasn't even. I'm gonna have to edit this whole thing.
This is a lot more fun when it's somebody else's family.